When you first mentioned to me Agent Smith, I thought we were actually going to be watching the Matrix trilogy.
Hugo Weaving on the show, maybe, next time.
What a brilliant actor he is.
Yeah, well, you know, he's pretty good.
But it's actually something we should be alert, not alarmed about.
Yeah, there's a virus going around that's affected a whole lot of mobile phones, not just in Australia, all around the world, because of a few certain apps, and it could be making what you do on your phone. Just a whole lot of dangerous things could be happening to it at the moment.
So let's just take a quick poll here in the studio. Mm. Hands up if you have an Android phone.
Both of us put our hands.
100% of us here in the studio has one, so we should be concerned.
Yeah.
But to tell us more, Professor Andrew Woodward, Executive Dean, School of Science at Edith Cowan University. Good afternoon and hello to you're in Singapore right now, is that right?
Yeah, hi guys, great to be with you. Yes, I could lie and tell you whether he's really awful, but I better be lying. It's pretty awesome. It's nice and funny.
Look, mate, there's a lot of stuff going around about this at the moment. Let's just get right to the crux of it. What is this Agent Smith malware attack and how did it come about?
Sure. So it's a kind of attempt to exploit what you do normally by kind of sneakily, stealthily replacing some of your legit apps with dodgy ones. So if you happen to have gone to download an app that's somewhere maybe you shouldn't have, perhaps, or an app that maybe you don't necessarily want people knowing about, and they've kind of hidden in there that, like, it's a what we call a Trojan. So, you know, Trojan horse, or for those of us, you know, old enough to remember Monty Python, a Trojan rabbit, if you will. Effectively, the code
reference
just kind of, you know, hides itself in there. And, yeah, so once you install it, it kind of sneakily goes off and replaces your legit apps with bogus apps, which then spam you with a whole bunch of crappy ads. So really, that's the business model, if you like, is to just, like, have you bombarded with dodgy ads and try and make you click on them and, you know, make money that way.
So are these naughty people who are making these, as you can tell, I'm so down with cyber technology, are they trying to actually get our data, or is it just a way to disrupt everything?
Yeah, look, at the moment, at least it appears that they're just trying to kind of make money by getting you to click on ads and the like. However, it doesn't take long, as we've seen in the past, for someone to get hold of this and go, I can weaponize this by you know, having it do something really evil, malicious, do your bank details, all that kind of stuff. That's potentially possible. But at the moment, it seems it's, well, let's not go innocuous or harmless, but it's not doing anything really evil yet.
Which of these apps have been affected? Because I've read that it's WhatsApp and I've heard it's different ones.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Primarily, it's targeting the Indian market, not the 25 million reported infected phones. Like 15 million of them are in India. So I've had a look at the list of common apps. So when you go into the, if you have a look at some of the stuff published, the researchers found that it pulls, once it infects your phone through the, you know, the aforementioned rabbit, it goes in and basically pulls down a list of apps at that point that wants to infect. WhatsApp seems to be the most common one that we all kind of use. The rest of my list seemed like to really funky stuff with really odd names that I think most of us probably never used. Lenovo, AnyShare, Jio Play, Good Game Collection, Opera Mini Native. So the whole bunch of, like, just kind of random background apps. And I'm guessing that they're probably ones used by the mostly target audience, not necessarily us. But, yeah, look, who doesn't have WhatsApp? So, you know.
Exactly. So, I mean, the obvious advice is if you don't trust it or if it looks suspicious, just don't click on it. But is there any way that we can check or just make sure or maybe protect ourselves?
Sure. So if you've, you know, if you've got the WhatsApp and all of a sudden you're seeing ads and weird things happen, or if you're seeing generally, if you're noticing one of your apps you're running, you're suddenly seeing ads pop up and you go, like, I don't remember seeing that before.
Yeah, okay.
May not even just necessarily Agent Smith, but it could be any other type of nasty malware thing you might have picked up. So, you know, have a look for that. There are some antivirus apps for phones. Look, in general, I go, I don't know, antivirus for phones. But in the case of you seeing weird stuff, you know, grabbing an AV for mobile might not be a bad idea.
Okay.
There's a bunch of freeware ones of those kind of out there. So, you know, play around with some of those and, you know, see if you can get some results from it that way.
I guess the crux of this is don't pirate stuff because that's how it's happening, right?
Yes, don't be naughty. That's right. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Come
on. Exactly.
Come from the mouth of a professional and a professor. Don't click on the naughty stuff.
That's right. Exactly.
Andrew, thank you so much for having a chat and explaining this to us. It's made taken a load off our brains, I reckon.
Excellent. Very good. Glad to have helped.